And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And excitement reigns today. Now, for about 4 years, you've been hearing me brag that I can walk 30 to 50 miles in a day. No one believes me. It's absolutely true. I am a member of something called Free Walkers, and I have to tell you that when I first started, I was able to do 3.4 minutes on a treadmill. So that's how you can build yourself up. But I never saw a real guide to being able to do that. It was all on my own, and boy, did I make mistakes. But today I have the guide for you. His name is James Klopovic, and he is the author, along with his daughter Nicole, of The Honest Backpacker. Now, you know, this is the Fountain of Truth. So this is The Honest Backpacker, a practical guide for the rookie adventurer over 50. And the point here is, know thyself. Now, I want to get into this. I want you to know in detail how you can really change your life and become an adventurer. So you're not just looking out the window at somebody else that appears to be having a good time, and why are you on the couch? James is going to help us, and I'm going to start right away, James, with this wonderful book, The Honest Backpacker. What was the motivation for you to write it?
Well, about 15 years ago, when I started getting into backpacking after being and still a lifelong lover of nature, started doing the research about backpacking and found out that there was no real reference for the novice hiker, especially the older hiker. So I decided to put together a book that was practical and talked about the process of hiking. It is a process, not only left foot, right foot, but there is a way to go about it. And I also wanted to talk about how to get more from life, as nature is that avenue to better health. You grow as an interesting person, and you maintain your zest for life. I tried to make it practical, humorous, and it tells tales from the trail, and it's an easy read.
Yeah, and you know, it's dead accurate, too. And I think that because I had to do this with a group called Free Walkers, I had my guide on my side. But most people have to do it from scratch, and honestly, I don't think it would ever have happened to me if it didn't. So let's get down to the bones of it. You have a really specific protocol, and I've learned by trial and error that this is the right protocol. So those of you who would really like to be adventurers, it doesn't always have to be Nepal, you know. We do rail trails along the Delaware. They're flat, but they're long, and they're marvelous. So let's talk first about timeline. I think it was one of the most important things that you bring out in the book. Tell us about timeline.
I have in the book the timeline because after a couple of careers in logistics, I found that there's nothing like a plan. This is the general direction of how you need to prepare. One of the many advantages of it is your own. You can add, delete, modify. You can bring somebody else in. And another advantage is you can see your hike taking place physically. You build towards the end. When you finish the last to-do item, you know you're ready to be, you have some confidence to get on the trail safely, make memories, meet new people who become friends, and want to do it again. Many advantages to that timeline.
Yeah, and you know, if you're a marathoner, you can actually go on the marathon website, and they'll give you that timeline, how to prepare, how to do that. But if you're a backpacker, this is it. This is exactly the way you should be training for this and making it happen in your life, and you'll get that very clearly. You go to Amazon, you can go to your bookstore. We'll give you some websites in a minute, but it's The Honest Backpacker, a practical guide for the rookie adventurer over 50 by the Klopovics, which is K-L-O-P-O-V-I-C. And they are people who've really done it, not just write about it. So let's talk about really done it. Physical conditioning. People think, oh, I must be like an Amazon person. But let me tell you, my experience, James, has been that my strong suit, because I'm no athlete, in fact, I got detention because I wouldn't go to gym when I was a kid, is that I have stamina. The one thing I found that you need for this that people don't talk about is stamina. How do you recommend, and it's very clear in the book again, how do you recommend people train for this physically, from the physical point of view?
From the physical point of view, if I could backtrack, Adrienne, I talk about the whole person concept of conditioning, which includes the body, the mind, and the spirit. Now, specific to your question in getting your body ready, you start with diet and exercise, the elixir of health. But you do it sanely and appropriately. Diet, you just have a couple of words to live by, like no refined sugar, no refined fat, no trans fats. But now on the exercise, an important thing to remember for older hikers is don't get hurt. So an appropriate exercise is to work on your stability, mobility, flexibility, and endurance. And you do that with a variety of exercises under the guidance, hopefully, of a good conditioning coach. And you start gradually. That's a big deal. This is about a lifestyle change, not necessarily just getting ready for hiking, because getting ready for hiking is an introduction to a better way of life.
I can't emphasize too much. You know, everybody knows I'm a narcissist. I'm extremely vain. I've never met a mirror that I had to look. This keeps you very buff. It really does. I have no athletic ability, but because I'm walking all the time and I'm using sticks, I do use sticks. It even tones up the upper body, not just the lower body. So this is something that in and of itself makes you healthier. It builds on yourself. But you're absolutely right. In the book, it unpacks certain things, like interval training. And I think that's important. Aerobic training is not the only thing here. Weight training is also extremely important. But again, in incremental bites, so that you're not stressing your body. And as James says, first don't get hurt. But let's go to the nutritional part. You named the big three, which you have in your book, but you also talk about eating small meals. Let's talk a little bit about eating small meals and eating on the road.
Yes. Eating small meals actually goes back to the primal days. We were hunter-gatherers. We foraged. So we just repeat that, but it's all with the eye towards sensibility. So you start out with a balanced meal in the morning, which would have a good proportion of carbs, of fats, and the third one escapes me here. And you put those three together for each of the meals. Now, for a snack, it could be as much as a piece of fruit mid-morning. I like to have a little snack before I work out. Lunch would be the same thing, balanced. And then another snack in the afternoon. Again, it would be fruit, perhaps a little cottage cheese. And then in the evening, have the combination, the three-part combination there to balance it out. But don't eat heavy. Try not to eat before you go to bed. And you'll find that you learn to eat. You learn to eat well. For example, an idea is learn to shop around the edges of a grocery store, because that's where you'll find the foods that that grow in the earth and not walk on it. And learn to read labels.
Now, one of the reasons that you didn't mention protein is he's not a meat eater, this guy. And I told my kids I'm a fishitarian, but they laughed. They said, "No, Mom, you're a pescatarian." I said, "Well, no, I'm from Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, you're a fishitarian." But the fact is that there is light protein here, beans and fish. And you know what? It's everything you know you're supposed to eat. And if you do that, it works. I have to give you, though, James, one disappointment I had. I think it's a big deal to 30 to 50 miles. I can't believe I do it. So I thought I was going to lose a ton of weight. But the truth is you lose about 300 calories an hour when you're just plain walking. That's not true of hiking and hard walking, but it's only 300 calories. So don't get too excited that the pounds are going to fall off you and you can eat anything you want. You cannot. You eat right, as you'll learn in The Backpacker. And so you have to, if you have to take donuts on the road, it's not going to work for you, even though psychologically you think, oh, the pounds must be rushing off. It's not true. That was my one disappointment. We're speaking with James Klopovic. He is the Honest Backpacker, author, a practical guide for the rookie adventurer over 50. Now, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to go from body to mind. I think that one of the major themes, let's say, running through the book is the idea that you're a whole person. is the idea of mindfulness, is the idea that getting into the woods, into the wild, seeing nature can change your life. Don't you go anywhere.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. Once again, this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we're here with an author of a book that is very close to my heart. It is called The Honest Backpacker, a practical guide for the rookie adventurer over 50. It's written by a father and daughter team, James Klopovic, who's with us now, and his daughter, Nicole. Before we go any further, you can get this book almost anywhere, James, and you also have your own website, so tell everybody where they can get the book and the website that you've created for it.
Yes. First, start out with the website, honestbackpacker.com, and you can order the book from Amazon. That's print and ebook, and they are available through your local bookstore also. It's just about wherever you go for a book, you can find Honest Backpacker.
And let me tell you, we were talking about nutrition, physicality, the fact that it ends up in a wonderful timeline where you have made your plan. And it sounds like, gee, this is a commitment. This is a lot of work. Do I really want to do this? Well, if it was just to lose weight or if it was just to look good even, no, that's not enough. There's honestly a higher purpose to this. And I want to throw this to James now as he talks about mindfulness, nature, what it really does for you on a whole other level, way past physicality. Go ahead, James.
Yes. I talk about nature as it has been my experience as the gateway to a better life. Yes, you will get in shape. Yes, you will become a far more interesting person, but then in the end, you will re-energize or gather about you a zest for life. And the way that I can explain that is when you get out on the trail, I encourage you to think about the art of the walk. The art of the walk is when your footfalls match the pacing of your poles, match your breathing. I personally like to breathe in with three steps and breathe out with three steps. What happens is it's a very meditative routine. You become mindful on the trail. And by being in nature, you're about as far away from the stressors of the day that you can get. And oh, the things that you will realize. Insights, you know, the appreciating nature, things that you would wish to do and resolve to do. So nature brings that about. And I do hope that if you do take your iPhone, you will at least turn it off when you do this.
Actually, we're going to talk about technology and safety in a minute, but I have to bring this out because there's no way to show this on television. There's no way to explain this on radio. People say, how do you walk 30 miles or 50 miles? Let me explain to you. Sometimes I don't know I've done it. I will look up and raise my consciousness to what I'm around and realize that I've been meditating maybe for 5 miles, and I'm 5 miles further down my track. It's perfectly safe. I know where I am. It's not like driving in a car, which we all have a mind lapse sometimes, and we wonder, we get scared sometimes. We wake up in the car. We haven't been asleep, but, you know, that could be dangerous. This isn't. This is just what James is talking about, this meditative state you get into, and miles just float away. And when you become more conscious of the now, you end up with insights that you never have had before. And this is across the board. Everybody will tell you this. This isn't just two kookaboos, James and Adrian, coming up with this stuff. Everybody will tell you this, right? But let's talk a minute, though, about safety. I worry about it. I explain to James, I don't know my left from my right. There's fancy words from it, but I really don't. So you give wonderful hints and tips in the book about being safe. And what do you think about the technology, the best kind of technology to have with you when you're on the trails?
Well, the first thing is to be able to stay in contact. And I'm talking about the longer hike. And usually on these longer hikes, take the Appalachian Trail for example, you're pretty much connected all along the way, connected in two ways. If you conserve your battery, you will have phone connection, but you're very close to towns along the way, which you'll use for resupply. So at the very minimum, you can take an iPhone, but turn it off to conserve your battery. When you go to town, fire it back up again. A lot of people also like to take a little iPod for music. Again, you have to worry about charging it and carrying an extra battery. That's extra weight, but it is very convenient. Some people even take a pocket recorder to record all the insights that they have. That's another thing, too. While this diverges from the technology, do take something to take notes with. You will have realizations and insights that you're going to want to remember and repeat to other people. So at least start out with the iPhone, but conserve it. There's all sorts of things that you can use with that. Get used to using, for example, the GPS that it has and so forth. So that's it.
And that is it, because one of the things James tells you in big letters, 35 pounds, no more. So let's talk a minute while we have about 2 minutes of time. What is your favorite gear? Yeah, give us a little bit about gear.
Right. Start simply. And you build, as with most physical endeavors of sports and so forth, you build from the ground up. Start with shoes. You will want to have shoes that are durable, light, and keep you as dry as possible. You can either have tennis shoes or leather-bound shoes. Move further up the body, and you want to start out with perhaps a good fanny pack. As the name implies, it's very light, fits on your hips. You can carry water, a snack, maybe a first aid kit. Going further up, get a good set of poles and learn to walk with them. I like to say, walk with them until you can have a conversation with your poles. And then continuing up the body, get a good broad-brimmed hat. Those four pieces of basic equipment, and you're hiking. From there, you will gain experience and information on how to build on that without spending too much extra money. That's how I would start.
Now, if you're really going to do this, whether it's a hiking or a walking that you have in your future, in a group or alone, look at the book, because it will save you hundreds of dollars, honestly, in getting the wrong stuff and getting too much stuff. Also, socks that wick, underwear that wick. It's really worth it because you're going to sweat, folks. And don't say fanny pack in England. Both James and I went on one of the coastal walks, and fanny means something different to them than it does to us. So don't use that word, because they looked at me in horror when I... Yeah. So we have been talking with James Klopovic, the Honest Backpacker, a practical guide for the rookie adventurer over 50. Honestbackpacker.com is where you want to go. Amazon is where you want to go. Look, do this. And by the way, one of the things that would horrify James is if you just read the book on your couch and that was it, and then you never used it. No! Use it. Get out there. Make it happen. Thank you so much for being with us today, James.
It's my pleasure.